with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. As President Trump signed the Laken Riley Act in memory of the woman murdered by an illegal immigrant in Georgia, the president also ordered a detention center at Guantanamo Bay open to hold illegal immigrants.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo.
The Laken Riley bipartisan measure means that people who are in the U.S. illegally and are accused of theft and violent crimes would have to be detained and potentially deported even before a conviction. The Trump administration has rescinded this week's memo announcing a freeze on federal grants and loans, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After a firestorm of confusion and concern, the White House Budget Office sent a two-sentence notice to federal agencies saying Monday night's memo is rescinded. However, it does not appear to be a U-turn. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, "This is not a rescission of the federal funding freeze. It is simply a rescission of the Office of Personnel and Management memo." The White House response came after a federal judge temporarily blocked the administration's effort. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Private school vouchers and other school choice initiatives would expand under an order coming from President Trump, telling government agencies to repurpose federal dollars. The Education Department is being told to use discretionary money to prioritize school choice programs and give states new guidance on how they can use federal money to support K through 12 voucher programs. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 136 points. This is SRN News. No more sex changing on Social Security cards.
President Trump has issued an executive order stating that the federal government only recognizes two genders, male and female. That means people can no longer change their sex on official documents, including their Social Security cards. That department has removed a page from its website that showed people who were living as the opposite sex how to make changes on their Social Security cards. Those cards already changed will apparently be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has signed several executive orders focused on the military. One directs Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to revise the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops, likely setting in motion a future ban on their military service. A transgender ban had been widely expected, and lawyers for service members who are living as the opposite sex say they'll take the issue to court. It'll be up to Secretary Hegseth to decide exactly how the ban will be established. SRN News. Frontier Airlines makes a second attempt to merge with Spirit.
Spirit declared bankruptcy late last year as budget airlines struggle. Frontier Group Holdings, the parent company of Frontier, said that the proposed deal would include newly issued Frontier debt and common stock. Frontier tried to merge with Spirit in 2022, but was outbid by JetBlue. But the Justice Department sued to block the JetBlue deal, saying it would drive up prices for Spirit customers who depend on low fares, and a federal judge agreed. JetBlue and Spirit dropped their merger 2 months later. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Legoland Florida plans to lay off 234 workers, primarily performers, in an effort to be more competitive in Central Florida's thriving theme park market. The theme park resort in Winter Haven, Florida, said in a notice to the state of Florida that the permanent layoffs would start at the end of March. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.